and welcome to David's Book Talk. And today we have a very special guest. She's going to talk about her new book, Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. And her name is Dee Wallace. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so fabulous. How are you?
You're always fabulous. I'm reading this book, Bright Light, and all through it, I just get this feeling you're such a positive, totally positive person. Are you?
I am now. I absolutely am now. You know, I used to be that way when I was young, even through all the hardship, and I've had a lot of it. And then I lost it, and I became angry and despondent and sad and a victim, like, oh gosh, probably a lot of people listening to this right now.
Right.
And, you know, I just decided one day I didn't want to be that anymore. I wanted my life back. I wanted to turn it up again. I wanted to be my joyful and authentic self. And that's why I wrote the book, because I'm telling you, if I could do it, anybody can do it. And it's so great to be happy.
We can hear it in your voice. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to interview you, not to mention you're very famous. And I feel like I've known you from my childhood, from E.T., of course, and all these. I didn't realize how many things you've been in, all the different things you've done last night. I mean, all the acting jobs you've done.
I keep working. I think I just did something around 140 films.
Yeah.
I just finished two more, and I have another one on the books in September, and hopefully something in between. So I'm juggling, you know, that's another thing I want to address about when you get your light back and turn your light back up and own who you are, you become so much more powerful. And I don't know, I'm doing more at this age than I've ever done in my life, and doing it joyfully and having all the energy supplied to me to do it. It's literally miraculous to me that when we lose our baggage and we lose our downness, our despondency, you know, and when we truly, truly get that we create ourselves, everything, it's like universal energy opens up to us, and it's just miraculous. And I wanted to share that, and that's why I wrote the book.
Right. I love hearing your enthusiasm. It's so wonderful to hear. I mean, I could listen to you all night just talking how wonderful things are. And is Charles Conrad solely responsible for you being this way, or is he did he play the biggest part in getting you the way you are, or was it a combination of him and other things?
Well, Charles Conrad, let's explain to your listeners,
yes,
first of all, is my acting teacher, my mentor, who really taught me the acting technique that I use, which occurred to me before I wrote Bright Light was a direct metaphor for the creation process itself. So was he solely responsible? Absolutely not. We all have it. We all come in with that knowledge. So the first person that knows it is all of us. And then, you know, despite my father's alcoholism and suicide and all that,
which you talk about very honestly. You've talked about very honestly in the book, which is nice.
Well, I think it's important to be authentic and honest.
Absolutely.
Because people know, you know. People's hearts know if you're BSing them.
Yes.
And they know when you're just telling a story to get them emotionally involved. That wasn't my intention. My intention was for them to read this book and go, wow, that's my story. That's my story. I remember when so-and-so did this or when that happened, and I gave myself up and became smaller. And I can choose to turn my light back. I can choose to turn me on again, baby. And so, you know, I had two incredibly strong women with my mother and my grandmother. I had a very strong faith. Not that I didn't lose it along the way, sometimes with all of the hardship. But, you know, I lost my husband at 55, was very damaged from the business, as we all are. My business is no different than any other business.
Except
no matter
you're more exposed.
Well, yeah. We're more exposed. exposed, and we sometimes have to take our highs and falls in front of the world instead of the world of an office and the world of our family. But nevertheless, the principles are the same. We've all been hurt. We've all been abused. We've all been raped in some way, abandoned in some way, and used in some way. And I think it's the erroneous belief that when those things happen, you need to bring your light in, your joy in, your authenticity in, and make yourself smaller to stay safe. And I'm telling you unequivocally right now that I know that that's the opposite of what we should do. When we get hurt, abused, or used, we look at it, we go, what is the belief system in place within me that might have created this? I'm going to choose the opposite. I'm going to choose the positive opposite of what just happened. I'm going to focus only on that, and I'm going to become powerful around creating that.
And everybody can become positive if they just want to. I mean, you really know that.
I have to look, if I could get me back from as far down as I am, and anybody can, and I'm not just talking about myself, I'm talking about thousands of people that I've worked with now, my acting students who have flourishing careers. I'm working with a gentleman who has had full-blown AIDS for 13 years now, and we've been working together, and they just declared him AIDS-free.
Wow. I know that in my voice you probably hear some doubt. I really believe some of this stuff. I mean, I'm not saying I can tell you 100% believe it. I don't understand all of it. But from what you...
I don't think we can understand it, baby. It's not about understanding it. It's about trusting it.
You just trust. I mean, but understanding how it works within you, how you got positive the way you are, how you're so happy about yourself. And
well,
I'm not quite
because,
sure...
I got sick of myself. That's the easiest answer I can give you. I got sick of myself. I got sick of being afraid all the time. I got sick of crying. I got sick of being sick.
Right.
And I made a choice. And that's the biggest thing I think we all have to get, is you have to love yourself enough, which is a choice. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come forward. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to honor myself enough to choose to not wallow anymore. And I'm going to choose to focus only on what I want. So how I started out is I knew I wanted to be happy again.
And what year was this? What year did that happen? I mean, how long has it been since you started on this journey?
Probably 10 years.
10 years. Okay. So it was well into your career.
But, yes. And it partly, as you can see in Bright Light, because of my career.
But is there one event that really got you doing it, or was it just like you said, you were sick of it and just decided to change, or was there one little thing that made you do that?
Well, I think the straw that finally broke me down was the death of my husband.
Right.
We were together 18 years. He's the father of my daughter. We were soulmates and best friends. And he died right before he turned 55 of a heart attack.
Right.
I was shooting The Frighteners in New Zealand. And
this is all in the book. And I remember I remember your husband. I remember him on The Bionic Woman, of all things. For some reason,
yes.
that's the vividest memory I have of him on that show, being Jamie Summers.
Well, he would be happy that you had that memory. He really enjoyed that and had a great time on that show. That was before me.
Right.
But I think that's when I finally dropped to my knees and said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. I want my light back. And, I never understood what ask and you receive really meant, but I sure got it in those moments, because literally instantaneously I started receiving information. And half the time I didn't even know what the information was.
Right.
But I knew that it was leading me to understanding all of the principles around how we have to create ourselves. We can't wait for God to do it, because God helps him who helps himself. We can't wait for our parents to have made different choices. They can't ever go back and do that. We can't wait for the person who we don't want to forgive to say, I'm sorry. They're not gonna. We have to choose. Right. And the only way that we can choose to create us is to love ourselves and focus on what we want and go, I do not care what happens outside of me. It does not define who I am.
Now, do you,
I define who I am.
Yeah, that's great. I love the way your passion is so wonderful. Now, you've obviously taught this to your daughter. Does your daughter have your exuberance too?
Yes, she does, and it's interesting. Right now, she's being incredibly challenged. She booked 3 films and just found out within 48 hours that all 3 of them had fallen through.
Oh, wow.
Now, you've got to know that there's a test there. Well, you see, most of the people in the world go out and apply for jobs, 3, 4, 5 times in their life?
Yeah.
You see, we do that every day. We get that much rejection every day.
So you're used to the rejection.
Well, and you're used to rising above it.
Right.
You see?
And continuing on and not letting that...
That's right. If you don't create one job, you look to the next audition and create that. And you look to the next audition and create that. You keep creating. And that's why Bright Light, I think people are really, really going to get what has been kind of elusive for them around all this. Because, you know, you have fun reading all the stories and reading about all the big directors I've worked with, Peter Jackson and Steven Spielberg and Blake Edwards and all my stories about on the set and everything. But while you're being entertained, you're really getting the analogy of how to create through energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all have that energy. Know, is it just that a lot of people don't use it?
We don't use it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not consciously directing energy, energy can't direct itself. And the simplest example I can give you is water. Water can't become ice unless you choose to direct it and put it in the freezer.
Right.
It can't become steam unless you put it on heat and turn it up. Money can't do bad things without your direction behind it. Money can do awesomely great things with your direction toward that. So the book that changed my life really was the I Am Discourses, which is a book of channeled masters, Michael and Tobias and all of the, you know, the archangels.
Right.
And it was written in the 1930s and very, very well documented about this channel. So literally in that book, it says, the I Am presence, or energy, any way you want to describe it, it's the same thing, cannot create for you without your clear direction. And that was the hardest thing I had to get over, because basically what that's saying is, I have to direct the energy of God. Well, you know, I was brought up in the Methodist Church. My older brother was a minister for a while. That was blasphemy to me.
Right.
And I mean, we went through years of using every statement that we could. I am the energy of God. I am God energy. God's energy works through me, you know? And then one time we were all gathered together, and literally it was, no, you can't say that anymore. You have to know that you literally are the energy that God is. And that energy can only work through you, for you, and as you with your clear direction. So,
I mean,
for example, go ahead.
Can people read this book and immediately know how to do it? I mean, I read it, and you know, I'm a little confused. I mean, I think I know where you're going with all this, and like you said, it's impossible to take in completely. But will they be able to read this book and follow it through this book, or do they have to go and find out?
Have you read the whole book?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And what did you get out of the book?
Well, like you said earlier, I was fascinated by your career and your energy and the fact that you were able to do things and things were almost given to you at some points in your life. They were almost thrown in front of you and you were able to see. So it's some kind of a luck thing there, but I don't know if you believe in luck. But I don't
believe in luck. I believe you create your life. And in the first part of my life, everything was delivered to me. I did ET not even 5 years after I'd left Kansas, which is unheard of. It's meteoric. And then I lost it all. And everything was taken away because of a lot of beliefs that were in place from my childhood.
Right.
You can't go too far. You can't be too big. You can't make too much money. You know, the big people with a lot of money are not the good people. All those BS things that I was taught when I was little that are not true.
Right.
They're not true. Everybody in every walk of life, there's rich people, poor people, middle class people in every religion on every part of the earth that are fabulous, incredible people.
Right.
It's up to you to decide how you want to create yourself. And if you sit in the front of the TV for an hour a day and listen to all the messages about how you're going to get sick at this age and what you're probably going to have, and this is the medication you have to take, and you're probably going to die of that anyway, and you don't sit there and go, you know, in my life, I'm perfect health. If you don't consciously create your life, you become the created upon by, you know, your parents, your friends,
but do you believe,
society.
Right. Mm-hmm. But do you believe you actually heal yourself too? I mean, suppose you had something really...
I think you're the only one that can heal yourself.
I mean, you still go to a doctor when you're sick.
Well, we can use doctors
But if
you're going into a doctor and going, you're not going to be able to cure me anyway, then you will never be cured.
Right. So there's that positive energy that you need.
Well, when we go to a doctor, we are going to a doctor, hopefully, and going, here, I am in total trust, and I am working with you to create this health in me.
Right.
If you don't think you have anything to do with it, consciously or subconsciously, you're wrong. Because you would not heal if you were not choosing to do so.
Absolutely. I agree.
Now, do I think they will get all of these principles from Bright Light? No. Do I think that they will absolutely get that and be taken to moments in their own life when they said, oh my gosh, I remember when that person hurt me and I gave my power away. I remember when that happened to me and I lost my light. Wow, I get it. I can be powerful again. I can turn up my light again. I can create me again. And that's the beginning of everything.
Right. Now, your bright light. Now, that's the name of the book. What would you say your bright light is? Is it something within you? Is it a feeling, or what is it?
I think all of our bright light is the joy of the authenticity of who we are. And when we can really experience joyfully who we are, that's our light. With the more we love ourselves and love ourselves and love ourselves in the highest way, the more everyone around us feels that love and that love is shared with. So we're taught always to give ourselves up and love everyone in place of ourselves. And what happens then is we're enabling a lot of people and becoming really resentful because we're not creating ourselves.
Right, and we're not allowed. When you're around somebody who's very negative, I'm sure you've had this experience, and I certainly have. Where somebody's very negative, your first instinct is to say, "Well, they're very negative. I don't want to be around that. I don't want to be around that negative energy." Is it negative energy?
I would describe it as energy that is focused on lack, as opposed to focus on creation. Now, let me just say this. If you keep attracting people like that to you, there is something in you that needs to be balanced that is sharing that what you're calling negativity.
Right.
So, if you're walking down the street, minding your own business, and into your consciousness comes this whole conversation of two people standing on the side of the street about how horrible the money situation is and everybody's losing their houses and blah, you better know that you picked that up from your radar because there's something in you that's in fear about that too.
What you're saying makes so much sense, and I can see it in my life. I can see what the things like you're describing happening. So I trust you with that,
Thank you.
I really do. I really feel this positiveness about you, and that's very attractive in you.
Well, when you hear the truth sets you free.
Right, just like the Bible says.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of truth in the Bible.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's a lot of places in the Bible, I think.
There's so many questions I have for you. I'm sorry I keep interrupting you like this.
No. It's wonderful, and I love your passion, and I love that you're so interested in wanting to know and that you read the book and that, because it's such a stimulating time with you.
Right.
And your listeners are going to get so much more out of it because you're so stimulated and you're asking all the things that they want to know.
Exactly. And right away you first think of Bright Light. Oh no, this is another one of those self-help books that may or may not be true. And I read it and I didn't feel that. I didn't feel like it was phony at all. I never felt any phoniness about you. I feel like you have a really wonderful strength that the people could benefit from. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. I think it's important that people feel good about themselves and that they love themselves, like you say.
Absolutely.
It's so vitally important.
It's the only thing that's important,
and
really.
And another point is that you've been through a lot. You've been through the ups and the downs. You know what it's all like. And whoever you go to, whoever you try to help, you've already been through it, so you can empathize that way, too. So you're a great help to other people.
Thank you. That is my intention. And that's why, I do healing sessions from all over the world, accessing the fears and the blocks that are in your way of creation so that you can move on into manifesting what you want. And the more we manifest, the more we expand, the more we trust, and the brighter our light gets. Right?
Are you able to sense what's wrong with people, or is it a question of they have to sense themselves and fix it?
No, I have, through this work, become incredibly clairaudient, and what my specialty is, I think that's funny, but what my specialty is being able to pull out information from people's energy fields so that I can go, okay, you consciously think you want more money, but there is this block and this block and this block in your way. And it started with your dad, or it started at 5 years old. Or, for example, one of the seminars I was teaching, I had a woman come up and she said, I will do anything to heal myself from this disease. I had never met this person before. Within 5 minutes, I got that it was around a male and a female around 5 years ago, and it was about the subject of forgiveness. And she looked at me, and her eyes narrowed, and she said, I'll never forgive them.
Yes.
And I said, now, wait a minute. You came up here and said, I will do anything to heal myself from this disease. And she said, well, I'm not going to forgive them.
Wow.
And I turned to the audience and I said, you see, she's made her choice, hasn't she?
That's pretty scary to think that there are people that, and there are people like that, who will never forgive.
Well, and what I want to say on the subject of forgiveness, guys, is you don't forgive for them. You forgive for you.
Right.
Because until you forgive them, they own you. They own your energy. They own your thoughts. You keep being brought back to them. You ignite emotional responses, which the universe picks up as anger and resentment, and then you, like a radio signal, send that out, and resentment and anger are attracted back to you. So if there's somebody that you need to forgive, know you're doing it for yourself. You can be free, move on, go create yourself, and be your light again.
Right. And what a wonderful thing to do that, and how cleansing it is to actually forgive and let it go, just let go of that resentment.
Yeah, it frees them, it frees you.
But, I mean, is it easy? No, absolutely. Who's going to say it's easy? It's not easy.
Well, what's not easy is deciding to do it. The choice is really easy. I mean, right now, everybody listening there has somebody they need to forgive. And right now in this moment, you can go, oh, my God, holy heck, I didn't realize I was taking myself under by not, okay, I'm forgiving him. It's done. I'm moving on. Right now in this moment, and that wasn't so hard.
I wonder.
But it's the fight and the resistance, you see.
Right.
It's the struggle that we set up for ourselves that brings us under.
And it brings all that stress on ourselves, too. And we don't realize how much stress is involved with, you know, resenting people and constantly fearing them and, you know, and fearing...
Well, and that, you see, when you release all that, you automatically start healing yourself physically. I used to have high blood pressure. It's low normal now. Used to be on thyroid. They tell you if you're on thyroid, you'll never get off of thyroid. I'm off of thyroid. Cholesterol, absolutely great. I have more energy than people half my age because I don't have so much baggage and resentment and worry and all this stuff that creates your body breaking down.
And jealousy. Do you ever feel jealousy?
I do. And I stop myself. Okay, I'm just going to be like, my listeners always tell me the best way I teach is through myself because I'm so honest. When I watch Dancing with the Stars, I could feel me jealous of Kirstie Alley. And every time I felt jealous of Kirstie Alley, I would stop. And I would go, okay, this is not what I want to create me as. I want to be happy for her. I am choosing to celebrate what she's doing and the statement that she's making to the world and about health and about weight. I can see that Kirstie Alley is being her authentic self, which I know is very important in this world. And the more that I can appreciate and be happy for her, I know that I create the same thing manifesting for me. So Kirstie was a gift to me so that I could keep working through that issue. Do you understand?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But I had to consciously choose to do that.
Mm-hmm. And the choosing is the hard part, is your contention. And I think you're right. I think absolutely choosing it. It's one thing to say, yeah, I'm going to do that. But it's another thing to really do it, really choose to do it, and really go through with it.
Well, so let's invite all of our listeners here to have a new thought that choosing is easy. And choosing is freedom. And the next time they want to choose to let go of what we're calling negativity, they just do, and it's easy, and they're free.
Mm-hmm. It sounds really soothing just to hear you say that. I love that. Because I know in a way you are right. And, you know, is it going to be easy for everybody? No, but let's think it's going to be.
As you believe, my darling person, it will be delivered unto you. So if you think it's easy, it will become easy. And if you keep thinking it's hard, it will be hard.
You realize I'm going to think about you all before I go to bed tonight. I'm going to be thinking all about this and thinking about, I knew she's right. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be more positive than I am. And, you know, it stays with it.
You know, go to bed and get up in the morning and go, this is what I want. This is who I'm going to be. This is how I'm creating my life. I am freedom. I am joy. I'm unconditional love. I am wellness. I am money. I am abundance. And I am in perfect balance in my life. That's who I am. That's what I'm directing my day to be. You guys will be miraculously surprised at how fast things turn around.
Now, is money important to you? Has money been important to you your whole life, or does it become does it become less important when you find you said you've been doing this for 10 years? Before the 10 years ago, were you the same way? What would we have seen different from you than you are today?
Well, what's different from me? Money's always been important to me, and money's important to all of us. I think we should get over that non-authenticity, that we have to say that, you know, money, we don't want it, and it's not important, and that's not what it's about. And, well, we all know that's not what it's about, but that's also what it's not about. What it's about is you, and we all want money. And that what's different now is that money doesn't run my life because I know I create it. When you don't know that you create it, then you're in constant fear because you think you have no control whatsoever over the creation of it. So, do I know that it's not about money? Absolutely. Do I know that I choose to be freedom and joy, whether I make money that month or not? You bet. And because I keep choosing to be joy and freedom and love, whether the money comes or not, the money comes.
Right.
Now, most of us are waiting for the money to come.
Right. They think it's going to be dropped in front of them, yeah.
So that we can be happy and joyful and free. And I'm telling you, you got it backwards. It works the other way. You got to be happy and freedom and know your creation and money first, and then it'll be delivered to you.
Do you pass this stuff along to people that you work with, people in the business? I mean, do people accept it? The actors and actresses you work with?
My acting students are starved for it. You know,
take it to every set you go to, right?
I talk about it to everybody. I mean, do I talk about it? Do I throw pearls before swine? No. Don't waste my time. If people don't want to hear it, they're not ready to hear it. I don't judge them about that. They're just creating in a different way than I'm creating. But, you know, if I'm at a science fiction convention like I was 2 weeks ago and fans are coming up to sign pictures and meet me, and some woman comes up and looks at me and looks at my book and says, what's this about? And I said, well, it's about my healing journey through my acting career. And she looked me straight in the eye and said, I need you to heal me.
Wow.
Then I stopped. You bet I stop. And I do the work with her, and I let her know unconditionally that she has to create herself, that she has to heal herself, and I can give her information to guide her how to do that.
Right. And once they fully understand it, they can apply it to their lives and they start feeling the difference. Is it difficult to maintain that, or is the hard part getting started on it?
Oh, I think the hard part's getting started because you can feel viscerally the freedom and the expansion when you start to do this. And it's like a drug. You don't want to give it up. Who would want to give up being more joyful when they've been despondent for years? You know, and I just want to ask everybody, I mean, come on, guys, you know, how many more tornadoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, whatever, mortgages falling away? When are we going to start to choose to be happy right now? No matter what, right now.
No matter what our situation.
Absolutely.
And we can still be happy.
And then your situation starts to shift.
I mean, people that say, well, I can't be happy because I don't have enough money to live on, or I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job tomorrow. They can still be happy.
Indeed, they have to choose to start being happy because that will create the money and the job.
And you say there's one part of the book where you actually talk about walking out on job. I can't remember what movie it was, but there was one movie that you told me you wouldn't do. Now, and you have to decide, you know, you can't do that. Now, that might have been before your bright light. But, I mean, even something like losing a job can be, it doesn't always have to be a bad thing.
Oh, indeed. And if you can choose to go, okay, where's the pony in the poo?
Mm-hmm.
Let me always look for the pony. Either what can I learn? Why did I create this? This is not what I want, so now I know what I do want. There's always a pony, guys. But it's your perspective that has to shift for you to find the pony. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can't find it.
Now, when working with this woman, I'm a little curious. You met her, and she wanted you to help her. Now, how long has it? I mean, you've worked with her now for 2 weeks since you met her.
Oh no! We got to it in about 5-7 minutes.
Oh, really? Just right there at the convention.
Right there at the convention, and she looked at me when I told her the information I was getting. Her eyes welled up. She started to cry, and she looked at me and she said, "Oh my God, you're right. I remember the moment I decided that."
Wow, that's pretty powerful stuff. Now, can you do this over the phone too?
I do most of them over the phone. Yeah, I do privates all over the world every day.
Now, you can tell just from talking to me what's blocking me.
Yeah, I can. Actually, let me. You want to go there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I don't have my sheets and my books with me that I usually work with, and I'm told we can get there anyway. Okay. So I just balanced it with the phrase I use to balance is, I am the light energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And the biggest thing that's blocking you, your expansion. And they're saying, if you can just get on top of this, it's like, whew, that's what they're giving me. Can you hear that? It's like, everything blows open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's doubt.
Doubt.
Yeah. Your doubt keeps you from creating exponentially and miraculously.
And I can see that. I know that I have doubts. Don't we all have doubts? But do you ever, I mean, do you still have doubts even today?
I can say that I'm still challenged. Of course, it's just an ongoing, somebody called into one of my talk shows, my call-in shows, and said, "Dee, how will I know when I'm there?" And the message from the channel was, you'll know you're there when you know there's no there to get to. Because it's just a continual, playing in energy, expansion of energy, experience of energy. That's really all we're here for, is to experience energy in different ways. So, absolutely, it's funny because I work with a pendulum and I say I have doubt and it goes to no. My conscious mind would say to you, of course I have doubt. But I'm certainly challenged, and I can tell you, exponentially and absolutely, that I know what I'm saying is the truth.
Right.
Because I've had too many shifts in my life, my family's life, my students' lives, my clients' lives, that when we choose to love ourselves unconditionally and cherish ourselves and know the magnificence of the God that we are, that we are one with God, the creative force, Atman, Buddha, creative energy, whatever term you want to put on it. And we can look in the mirror and go, "You rock, baby. You're awesome, and I love you." Then that is the basis of all creation.
But that's one of the big things, and you've mentioned that before, that we have to love ourselves. We have to love the way, even if we're not perfect, and none of us are perfect, but we have to love ourselves. We have to find a way to love ourselves.
Yes, and that starts with a choice that I'm going to.
Despite what we've done in the past. Now, I'm sure, do you have regrets in the past?
Well, of course. We all have regrets from the past. And if you keep holding on to them and judging yourself for them, you're never going to create yourself now.
Right. So you've let go of everything in your past that has been regret.
I have. I absolutely have. Because I know that we use the terms good, bad, right, wrong, better, or worse. In essence, it's only energy experiencing itself in different ways.
Right.
And in every lifetime, in all our lifetimes, we've all been bad, we've all been good, we've all been the robber, we've all been the rapee, we've been everything. So to judge anyone now, to judge ourselves now, is to judge the energy of everybody that's ever been.
Right.
And what's the point? Create yourself now. I don't care what I did in past lives, and I don't care what I did 5 months ago. My focus is on this moment of right now, because that's the only moment I create in.
Now, you still act, and you balance it by doing helping people. You have your radio show. Is everything in your life helping you? I mean, do you ever get the urge to quit acting and do this other thing? Because you're so good at this. You're so good at inspiring people.
Yes, but didn't I inspire you in E.T. also?
Yes, you did.
Okay. You see, so we inspire through the essence of who we are. It's not what we do. It's the essence of us that we take into whatever we do. So the woman who bakes cookies in the neighborhood that all the kids love to go to her house, she's serving just as much as me starring in the biggest blockbuster of all time. She's touching lives, creating balance, and sending love out into the world, and that's all we're supposed to be doing.
And, you know, your strength is what really, when I read this book, I'm like, this woman is not going to put up with any crap at all. She's just going to tell everybody exactly how she feels. And you did. You did it with Steven Spielberg, and you did it with a lot of other projects you were on. You told them exactly what you wanted, and you weren't afraid to speak up for yourself. And this was before you got the bright light. I mean, this was back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, well, actually, it was the 80s when you did E.T. So, I mean, but it was back then, and you were still strong. You had a very strong will about you. Have you always had that?
Yes, I have always had that, because I knew that was my light and my integrity. And I was taught from the time I was very, very little, tell the truth, be truthful, be in integrity, and don't give yourself up for what's not right. Now, that being said, I came forward and did that, and felt like I lost. And so, erroneously then, I put the message together, and I want everybody to listen to this. I put the incorrect message together that I was truthful, I did what was right, I was in integrity, and I got screwed. That's not what happened. But that's how we perceive it to happen. What happened is that Deeg had a lot of beliefs in place that didn't allow Dee to expand into the greatness of where she could have gone. And I had to uncover and dig out and mine those beliefs from my consciousness and from my belief system, so that I could turn on and be my bright light again, be empowered, and go, you know what? I misunderstood what happened. I thought it was them, and it was me. It's always us. If something isn't happening in our lives, go to what you're thinking about it, what you're in fear about it, what your primary thoughts are about it, what your mother and father taught you about it, what incorrect belief you put together around it because of something that's happened in this lifetime. Go to you, because that's where the gold is, guys. That's where the pony is. And if you truly love yourself, you will you will be vigilant in finding out why you're sabotaging yourself.
Now, the appendix where you list the 1 to 12 things, the intention, the beingness, the high energy, is it a good idea for somebody to read those over and over again to really get them into their system and to realize this is what it's all about?
No. If you read it, your subconscious has it. You get it. You just have to put it into practice then. You have to choose it.
Mm-hmm. But these things help,
and,
though.
Look, I want to make it as simple as it can be, because all of this has been really erroneous and new age and blah, blah for too long. Love yourself. Choose to give yourself what you want. And be clear that you only ask for what you want. And then feel great. Be as joyful as you can and feel what it's like to have everything you want. And then you turn it over. You hold your focus on that and you turn it over. That's it. That's all there is. There ain't no more.
I love hearing you say that. It's just so beautiful. And you know, I really believe it can be that easy. I really believe for everybody it can be that easy.
Good. Then have no more doubts, my son, and go forward and create.
You're so joyous. It's such a wonderful thing to talk to. I love it. I love your energy, and I love your enthusiasm. And I know in my heart that you're right.
Thank you.
I hope
your listeners are in alignment with your vibration, and we all start creating this very incredibly bright, beautiful, joyful world that we're all wanting.
Now, does age at all affect your bright light at all? I mean, do you feel the same bright light now that you did 10 years ago? Or does it get stronger?
It's much brighter now. It's much brighter now.
Why is it much brighter now?
Because I've let go of all the erroneous fears and beliefs and the baggage and forgiven and all that. I've unloaded my BS.
Right.
Okay? Your light's got to get brighter when you unload the BS, guys. It's just got to. Because you're happier. And the happier you are, the brighter you shine.
But over the 10 years, you've gradually gotten rid of all of it. It's been like you're unloading a plane or something. You're unloading all the baggage from a plane. Is that the way it is? It's just a gradual process?
It's an ongoing process, guys, but I say to you, if you don't start now, when are you going to start?
Exactly.
And if it's not you that does it, who's going to do it?
And this book's going to help, right? Light is going to help.
Ask you. You read it. Is it going to help?
Yes. I really believe it's going to help me.
Okay.
I do. I'm not just saying that. I really do believe it.
I get that. Do you think it's going to help your listeners?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the reasons wanted to get talk to you and find out exactly what this is all about so we could all understand it, so we could all benefit from it.
Because I know it, you see. I know it because my intention that was in place when I wrote the book, that it was energetically going to be a catalyst for people to shift their own lives. So it's built into the book. It has to be. I directed it. I asked for it. I intended it. And that's the way it works, guys. Whatever you are goes into everything you create.
And who doesn't want to spread happiness around the people around you? Who doesn't want to be joyous around other people all the time?
Exactly.
I mean, you look at people and you say, well, that person's happy. They're happy all the time. How can they be? You know, it's almost like we can't conceive of that ever being that way, but it can be that way. We can be very happy, completely happy.
Yeah, am I saying that I'm tested, that I cry, that I go into the toilet a couple of hours at a time? Sure, I do. Absolutely, I do. And I go, then, you know what? Don't want to be here. I'm making a different choice. The toilet was interesting to visit again, but don't want to live there ever again.
Right.
Right?
But I can remember for the first time I saw you in a movie and just how happy you always seemed. And maybe that was that back then. Even then, you had some of it then. And then it just became so wonderful through the years, maybe even before.
But, sweetheart, we all have it. Look at any baby. Any baby is light. It's just, we're all light. As a matter of fact, scientifically, that's all there is light. Everything is created by lowering light by thought into manifestation. So if you turn your light down, you are turning down the very tool that not only you create with, but you create from.
Hmm. Wonderful. I really like this. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Well, come on my website, everybody. It's iamdwallace.com. It'll take you directly to my radio shows. They're all archived. If you're interested in listening to any of the call-ins and how I work with people, you'll get a real good...
Now, can people actually call in and get a help like you helped me?
Yes.
They can?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's what both talk shows are designed that way. Yeah.
And you get so much from it. You must get an immense happiness from seeing other people really get it.
Oh, I love it. I love this whole community that we've created where we're coming together going, I'm taking responsibility. I'm taking responsibility for me. I'm going to choose joy. I'm going to choose happiness. And just fabulous and incredible things are happening for so many of the people that started on this journey with me a year ago on these talk shows.
That's great.
So, you know, but again, you have to know that you do it, because remember, I asked for a way we could heal ourselves. I don't do it for you, and as a matter of fact, nobody can really do it for you unless you hold the belief that everybody heals you, and then they can.
Hmm.
But you take responsibility, you see, in giving them the power and the right to do that.
You're such a positive person. I feel like if I stop talking to you, I'm gonna lose some of that positive energy. It's such a wonderful feeling.
No, my darling, you are the creator of your own. So get on with it.
It's been such a pleasure. I know you have to go. We've kept you for a while, but it's certainly been worth every minute of listening to you.
Well, I have had a truly, truly joyful time with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love your love, and I love how much you love the truth.
Right. Well, let's mention the book one more time. It's called Bright Light. It's D. Wallace with John Nelson, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. It's out from O Books. Is it in the bookstores, all the bookstores?
It's in the bookstores. If they don't have it, tell them to order it. They will. You can get it at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, or you can order it off my website.
Right. Is it in e-book form, too?
It's not in e-book form, but you can get it on Kindle.
Oh, good. Absolutely wonderful. Well, Dee Wallace, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and many blessings to you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much. This has been David's Book Talk. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.